Today in studio with me is Steve Densley, Jr. He's the Public Relations Director at FAIR, fairlds.org. It's a great organization. They are there to, and it was actually founded for the express purpose of defending the LDS faith against critics of the church. Before we get started with our topic today, let's talk a little bit about the FAIR Conference. The FAIR Conference is coming up soon. Every year, FAIR has a conference, and they have all kinds of wonderful speakers and amazing things, and it's coming up on August 1st and 2nd. Tell our listeners a little bit about FAIR and about the conference so that they can attend if they'd like to, because it's open to the public.
Right. Well, FAIR is an organization that was organized to help defend the church against attacks by its critics, and to help defend and build people's testimonies, help to defend their faith. And so we hold a conference every year. It's been at the Southtown Expo Center for the past 10 years or so. This last year we sold out, and we've moved now to Provo, to the Utah Valley Convention Center. It's a two-day conference on Thursday and Friday, August 1st and 2nd. People can buy tickets online at fairlds.org at a little bit of a discount, or they can buy them at the door. And there are all sorts of scholars and people who have a lot of really interesting things to share about defending the church, about historical issues that sometimes cause people problems, about what we can do to help protect our own testimonies and to help friends and family members who may be struggling with their testimonies.
Check out their website, fairlds.org, if you want any more information or details about the conference and about who is speaking. You can attend just one lecture. You can attend for both days or just one day. They're very flexible in terms of how you can attend, but it's great. I highly recommend it. It's fabulous. Today we are here, Steve, to talk about something that is sort of near and dear to the heart of everyone involved in FAIR, because as you said, FAIR was organized to defend the faith against critics, and we were going to talk today a little bit about that and about why it is that some people leave the church and about the resources that are available for someone who might have questions so that hopefully they won't go.
Right. Well, it's troubling to me, Martin. Every once in a while I'll come across a member of the church who's a little bit leery or hesitant or skeptical about people who go out and defend the church and meet the critics on their own grounds and try to answer what kinds of arguments have been raised against the church. I was actually interviewed a few months ago by a woman who's working on her PhD, who's looking at issues of the Mormon Church. She's not a member of the church, but she's become interested in, from an academic standpoint, investigating the church. And she mentioned to me that she had been interviewing a man who I think was a former bishop who said to her that apologetics is against church doctrine. And, for your listeners who maybe don't know what apologetics mean, apologetics simply comes from a Greek word that means a reasoned defense, a defense of a position. And it's often used as a defense of faith or a defense of a religious position. And it was, I always have to kind of chuckle when I hear somebody say that, because it's most decidedly not against church doctrine to defend the church.
Yeah, it was probably some great former bishop like Grant Palmer or somebody. I shouldn't say that, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, if we go back and we look at what the scriptures teach us and what the modern prophets are teaching us about defending the church, it should become clear that it is not only is it not against church doctrine to defend the church, it's a duty that all members of the church have to defend the church. I suppose we don't have to look any farther than the New Testament, where Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, He says, always be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you. Now, when it, the King James version there is a little bit obscure when it's talking about an answer. The Greek word that's used there is apologia, which is the base word for the English word apologetics. And so the I think the English Standard Version translates that as always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that was within you. So there are many examples in the scriptures of the prophets and apostles telling us that we need to defend the church, defend the faith. And even recently, Elder Perry in 2012 or 2011 General Conference, he said, we can help disabuse the public mind and correct misinformation when we are portrayed as something we are not. He said, today's manner of conversation seems to involve the internet more and more. We encourage people, young and old, to use the internet and the social media to reach out and share their religious beliefs. Elder Ballard, speaking at the BYU Hawaii commencement at, I think it was 2008, he talked about using the internet to help answer the critics and to help share our testimonies. He said there are conversations going on about the church constantly. Those conversations will continue whether or not we choose to participate in them, but we cannot stand on the sidelines while others, including our critics, attempt to define what the church teaches. The challenge is that there are too many people participating in conversations about the church for our church personnel to converse with and respond to individually. We cannot answer every question, satisfy every inquiry, and respond to every inaccuracy that exists. And so Elder Ballard called out to church members to do that. He says, you know, the leaders of the church can't do that on their own. We need, you know, we are all enlisted. You know, we need to gather together and respond to these attacks against the church.
There are people who have this idea, and I've heard it many times, contention is of the devil. So don't defend the faith. And there's some kind of lack of logic there that the one doesn't really flow to the other, at least for me. And before we came on the air today, we were talking about logical thinking errors and different kinds of things, and we probably don't need to get into details about that. But if contention is of the devil, that does not necessarily mean that you are never to defend your faith. There is a way to defend your faith without being contentious. And that, I think, is what FAIR does elegantly and properly and well. You don't use ad hominem arguments and, you know, call your critics names. You try to hit the issues, and you try to do it in an appropriate way.
Well, and there is an appropriate way to do it, and unfortunately, we struggle with this a little bit at FAIR. There are a lot of people out there who do get into contentious debates, and you know, do call names, and you know, and use improper argument. We try very hard to avoid that. Unfortunately, sometimes people out there are. People will say people from FAIR have said this, when it's not really people from FAIR saying it. It's people who maybe are debating on the internet, who are just kind of lumped together with us, because you know, we do take that very seriously. It's important not to be contentious. It's important not to argue in a way that you know can hurt feelings. But we can do that. We can defend the faith without being contentious.
We are speaking today with Steve Densley, Jr., who is the Public Relations Director at FAIR. You can find them online at fairlds.org. It's a great organization. They have a conference coming up on August 1st and 2nd. Two-day conference. You can attend one session or many sessions. It's open to the public. I highly recommend it. It's absolutely fabulous. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about defending the faith when it's appropriate, how to do it. Stay tuned. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. If you have any direct questions for me about this or any other topics, send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. Steve, one of the things that I wanted to specifically address during this segment of our program is how people can have access to good answers to questions, because over and over again, I hear other people at FAIR will hear about someone who left the church over some issue, perhaps a big issue, perhaps a small issue, perhaps an issue that you and I would hear and we would say, are you kidding? It's so simple. Here's the answer to that. And yet maybe somebody doesn't know where to find the answer. FAIR has answers.
Yeah, and it's becoming probably an increasing problem in this age of the internet. In 1988, Stan Albrecht, who was a BYU professor at the time, who now is the president at Utah State University, he did a study looking at why people leave the LDS church. And at the time, he found that about a quarter of the people who were leaving the church reported having problems with specific doctrines or teachings. Now, I can imagine that now that, it's so easy now with the click of a mouse to come across anti-Mormon literature, that the problems people have had in the past with history and doctrine have maybe just accelerated. And so that more and more it's important that people have access to accurate responses, clear responses, access to people that can help them to work through these issues. That's one of the things that FAIR really does best, is provide a place where people can go to read, source material, look at some of the responses to these arguments that people make, and then also to interact with people online. We have a service called Ask the Apologist, where people can submit their questions. We have about 100 people who are reading these emails and can respond to specific questions that people have when they're concerned. It's so important, too, that people are educated about these issues, so that when children or friends or family members come to them and say, boy, I've read this about polygamy, or I've read this about the Book of Mormon or the Book of Abraham, that people are able to give an answer and to, like Peter said, make a defense to anyone who asks, a reason for the hope that is within them. And so FAIR provides a way for people to become educated about how to help others, and then also provides a way to respond when people are having specific questions.
Right. I wasn't telling you that we're close to the end. I wanted to jump in with a thought, and that is that you mentioned about 100 people or so that are available and are part of FAIR to respond to questions. Now, this is not some pile of people who have a part-time job down in some basement who are, taking phone calls. These are genuine scholars, people who have great experience and faithful, faith-promoting ways that they can respond to these questions with accurate material. And I know, because I know many of these people, and they're fabulous. And so I wanted to make that point and jump in there, that if you have a question, you're not going to get a half-baked answer or an answer that is not carefully thought through. You will get a fabulous answer. And if this is an issue that nobody has ever asked before, which would be, frankly, quite unlikely, because there are a lot of repeats, there are almost always repeats, they will do original research for you. And before the time gets away from us, we ought to mention that FAIR is having their annual conference. It will be August 1st and 2nd. It will be in Provo at the Utah Valley Convention Center. If you'd like more information about that conference, you can attend an entire day or both days or individual sessions. It's open to the public. You don't have to be a member of FAIR, although they would be thrilled if you would join. Check them out at fairlds.org on the internet for more information.
Yeah, Martin, I think one of the most important things when we're responding to the critics is to respond with good information. You know, and so Henry Eyring Sr. Talked about this and said that there are few ways in which good people do more harm to those who take them seriously than to defend the gospel with arguments that don't hold water. Many of the difficulties encountered by young people going to college would be avoided if parents and teachers were more careful to distinguish between what they know to be true and what they think may be true. Impetuous youth, upon finding the authority it trusts crumbling, even on unimportant details, is apt to lump everything together and throw the baby out with the bath. That's what happens a lot, I think, with people we see leaving the church. They, you know, have maybe asked a parent or a friend about, you know, some issue, and they're given misinformation, and then they find out that the information they were given is not true, and it destroys their confidence in the church at large. So one of the really great things that FAIR can do is not just respond directly to people who are struggling, but to help prepare people so that they can help others, friends and family members. Elder Maxwell was speaking down at BYU at to a group of people who were, you know, assembled to help defend the church. And he specifically told them, he says, "I think you're helping another group." He says, "They are most interesting, and it isn't your primary constituency, but George MacDonald, who was C.S. Lewis' mentor in Abstentia, had a quote I share with you. It is often the incapacity for defending the faith they love which turns men into persecutors." And then Elder Maxwell continued, "Defenders beget defenders. And one of the significant side effects, the side benefits of scholars who are devoted, such as the men and women who are represented here tonight, is that we will at least reduce the number of people who do not have the capacity to defend their faith and who otherwise might grow weary in faith, weary and faint in their minds," quoting Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3. And that's one of the things we can do at the FAIR conference, is we can help as defenders of the faith, we can help beget other defenders, and we can help respond to those questions that our friends and family members and members in our wards are having, help them understand that there are responses to these questions, and they don't have to be afraid to ask, that there are arguments. You know, if we don't make the arguments, you know, another quote from C.S. Lewis, he says, "To be ignorant and simple now, not to be able to meet the enemies on their own ground, would be to throw down our weapons and betray our uneducated brethren who have, under God, no defense but us, the intellectual attacks of our critics. Good philosophy must exist, if for no other reason, because bad philosophy needs to be answered."
That's a great quote. That is such a great quote. One of the things that I hope people will do, if you have a question about the church, is seek some kind of information about it. Some people may not know where to go. Check out FAIR, FAIRLDS.org. They have great responses. Everybody, at one point or another, has had some question about their faith, unless you're just very, very passive or don't care much. Most people do.
Yeah, well, it's something we all experience, you know, and I like to look at it, you know, as sort of Alma's garden in Alma 32, where he talks about planting the seeds of faith, and how what will happen sometimes, I think, is that seeds of doubt will fall in with those seeds of faith. And as we're nurturing and cultivating the seeds of faith, sometimes seeds of doubt will grow up, and we need to pull those out. You know, we need to be careful not to cultivate the seeds of doubt. And, you know, something that FAIR can help people do is to help pull out those seeds of doubt, help to weed the garden so that the seeds of faith and those plants that bring forth a good fruit can have space to grow.
Thank you for being with us today, Steve. It's been great to have you. And I would highly recommend that people check out FAIR's conference. Go to FAIRLDS.org. It's a great, great event, and it will strengthen your faith. Join me again next Sunday. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.